and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court rules the Trump administration's new asylum policy may take effect while challenges against it make their way through lower courts.
The rule says before applying for asylum in the U.S., one must apply in a country they arrived in previously. For many Central Americans, that is Mexico. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg dissented. Sotomayor says the rule upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, President Trump calls the ruling a big win. The last body from a boat fire off Southern California has been recovered.
The fire on Labor Day weekend killed 34 people, and authorities are still doing DNA tests to confirm the identities of seven of the victims. Five of the conception, six crew members survived and told investigators they made multiple attempts to save people trapped below deck. The cause is still being investigated.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Those in this country that want to strip away your freedoms. This may be tough to swallow, America, but there are those that want to take your drinking straws. The right to carry, own, and use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw. But what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs? The right to drink itself? In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death." Patrick? Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
Brace yourself. The following is a paid program for Girls Gone Wild.
You know what you get when you listen to any other morning radio program.
Welcome to amateur hour.
If you don't believe me, just ask Dave.
Dave's not here.
Oh, well, wake up with Greg Budell.
Hey, how are my people today?
Jay Scott.
Okay, break it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Emily Hayes.
Why?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's Bailey. And Rich Thomas.
Stand by for action.
Here are three big-time radio consultants. What do you guys think of the show?
It's tremendous. It's colossal. It's putrid.
I'd like to get a second opinion from Dave.
Dave's not here.
Oh, well. Here comes three men and a lady.
As the man said, stand by for action. Three men and a lady. Thursday goes by on a Blursday edition. We're trying to get up to speed here just like you are. It's Greg. Jay Scott is here. Random Facts next hour with a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Emily Hayes. But we start with forecast from Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Another very hot day again today. I get tired of telling you that. We had 98 yesterday. I think we'll be in that same neighborhood today, and it's not a very nice neighborhood. Heat index above 100. Rain chances 20% or less. Low tonight, 72. Upper 90s tomorrow. Mid to upper 90s on Saturday. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere. An increasing rain chance Sunday, we hope. The future of that tropical system. Remember yesterday I was telling you about that tropical system that could bring precious raindrops to Alabama? Now there's many question marks about where it might go. Is it going to go over us, west of us, east of us? We don't know yet. We'll call for scattered thunderstorms on Sunday and Monday, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. Right now this morning we have clear skies, calm winds at 70 at 6:11.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch. It's like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
I know the time. It is 6:11. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up today.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Actually, Rusty Aldrich, we have two nominees today, and you may have heard these stories very recently. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has patently suggested with the word
no
to LeBron James and to Ohio State University that Taco Tuesday cannot be trademarked by LeBron. Which is good news for my buddies at El Jalisco, I'm sure, because that's like their biggest day of the week. And
Somebody owns it, I think.
What?
Somebody owns that Taco Tuesday.
I don't. Well, let me.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Get into the story here. A chain called Taco John's.
Yep.
Has held that trademark as it relates to restaurant services since 1989.
Woo!
The Ohio State University was denied a trademark on the word "the." In their case, they might have been able to secure it, but their timing was bad. The fashion label Marc Jacobs had just filed an application for the before Ohio State made its filing, and even if there was a chance they could share the mark, they jumped the gun, hadn't met the prerequisites. Mm. So, but what would that mean? That every time we use the word the, we'd all have to pay a trademark fee? Or
we have to write the little TM in the circle next to it?
I have tried to patent the word I. I think I could make a killing on that. So we'll see how my case goes.
I'm working on sup.
Sup?
Yeah.
Sup. Sup.
Sup. Sup. I was busy pasting in stuff into the system when you were talking, doing the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask if you could go back to Invest 95L.
Yeah.
Is that, what's the latest on that one?
Well,
are we going to get some rain?
Yesterday, I was very, very excited because I thought, I felt pretty good that Alabama was going to get some good rains from it. My yard, I've never seen my yard so brown and so crunchy. You know, I went away for a few days and I came back and it's awesome. Just completely brown. But now the European takes it off the East Coast and turns it into a major hurricane up into the middle Atlantic coast.
You're kidding.
A big deviation from what it did yesterday.
Wow.
And the GFS still has it kind of weak and mild, but heading more towards the Mobile Bay. Right, so what's a mother to do?
I'll tell you, what can you do? These things, for all the technology, and I know that, you know, the best brains on the planet are working on creating these models and trying to figure out where something's going to go.
Right.
But the lesson from Dorian is it's never going to do what you think it's going to do.
Well, Dorian was one for the books, for sure.
Ugh.
No doubt.
Yeah. Those images from the Bahamas are just...
Hey, tonight on TV, I have a weather extra, and we talk about some of the controversy at this weather conference involving Dorian. We'll touch on that, too.
You sent me something yesterday. I haven't had a chance to watch
That's it.
Okay.
So you get a sneak peek. You don't have to watch TV tonight.
All right. I already took my peek.
Yeah, I snuck peeked it already.
Snuck peek.
Snuck peeked.
You should
trademark that.
Trademark snuck.
I snuck. I drunk. I drank. Drink.
What?
Schnucked. I don't know.
I am Uncle Joe today. I'm moving kind of slow with the junction.
I'm not feeling well.
Grandpa Joe.
It's hot in here.
I know. I just turned the AC on. I don't know why this is. I have to have a conversation every afternoon with the people that come in here. Snowflakes that they are, they might melt in the heat. And this morning it was... hot. So I've hit the cool button. Is there anything blowing out of there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, I can hear it blowing.
It'll take a while to...
There she blows.
When I came in here at 5:30 to do our little TV test, it was hot, hot.
Oof.
At 6:15, if you have an occasion coming up, and let's face it, Christmas is not that far away. We are in the final third of 2019. And this, for me anyway, this part of the year just goes ripping by. Nice idea to get ahead of the curve and get with Brian Jewelry and get at least that one big gift taken care of. I've got to talk to Lynn Bryan because they were ready to restock the showcases for War Eagle Roll Tide, which is a great place to find something for a passionate fan on one side or the other of the greatest rivalry in sports. If you have an idea, something you specifically want to look for, you can ping pong all over the river region and hope to luck into it, or you can just go there and have them create it. Although they do offer a very extensive showcase from which one Janelle Goose recently went shopping and found some things she absolutely loves. Brian Jewelry, with over six decades of service, back when Prattville was just a tiny little town with a few thousand people, having grown into the thriving metropolis that it is today. And now they have their own freestanding building at 1778 East Main. Online, you'll find them at brianjewelry.com. And my recommendation is you join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. For the most outstanding, Kenny and Lynn, that team up there, they are absolutely sensational people. And they can help you find just the right gift for that difficult to shop for person at Brian Jewelry. Your local news at 6:17.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Troy University fraternity is suspended effective this week. University officials released a statement saying the campus's Sigma Chi fraternity is suspected of hazing. These allegations are under investigation by the Dean of Student Services and the Office of Student Involvement. A death investigation is underway after a woman's body was found last night in the Dollar General parking lot in Highland Home. Right now, officials have not identified the woman or released a cause of death. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles says parole hearings are expected to resume at the beginning of November. The agency said postponements were necessary after the board could not ensure that they were in compliance with the new notification law. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news... It's Greg Budell.
This is kind of a cool story, and I think electrifying too. A guy hiking in California with his 13-year-old son and girlfriend got trapped on the wrong side of a river, and they did not have cell service. The only option they had was to put a message in a bottle.
Oh, I love that.
And hope that somebody found it.
I love
that. And guess what? The next day, they were picked up.
The first thing on it was the date, and then below it said, stuck at waterfall, please send help.
Looked at Hunter, and I said, we've done all we can do. You know, now it's just a matter of just waiting to see what happens next and wait for people to come.
At 12 o'clock at night, my dad started shaking me. He's like, they're here, and we see a helicopter.
They said, this is search and rescue, and you've just been found. And I'm pretty sure I fell to my knees.
Stuff like that only happens in the movies, really. To see, like, an actual message in a bottle be the reason that someone actually got saved is mind-blowing. To me,
that's scary, not having cell.
They're gonna make a movie about it, I bet you. Yeah. I bet you.
That's pretty good news, though.
You know, that
that's really good news.
The Donner's, the Donner.
Well, I mean, but it's electrifyingly good. What do you got there?
The same thing,
it's the same
story. We could repeat it for our mountain listeners next hour, mountain time zone listeners.
Don't worry. Kiss FM's audience is gonna hear it at 12:30.
See if that one is better. I gave it the same story from another service.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, but I read the second one, which is chef launches late night meal delivery service for exotic dancers.
That's good news.
Meals for heels.
Meals for heels.
Is this a joke?
I had a therapist once who spared me the drive to her office, and she would come by my house for my session, mm-hmm. and I called her Heels on Wheels.
I see.
Uh-huh. Well, here's a conundrum you can look at.
All right, cool.
There's got to be another good news story. Here's one about a physicist that might work. It's a tough gig, man. Speaking of Baumhauer's last night,
this is good news.
I got that gigantic double burger of theirs,
mm-hmm.
tossed the bun,
yeah,
and it was still amazing. You know, because I tell people this all the time, before you squirt ketchup and mustard and mayo and all that stuff,
taste it first.
You got to taste it.
Taste it first.
I did not. Okay. Now, honey mustard is almost okay for keto.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really need that. It was just so flavorful. That and some broccoli. And look at me. I am just turning into a skeleton right before your eyes.
When you turn sideways, we can't even see you.
It's the second coming of Twiggy.
I know. I have to make sure I face the camera when we go on TV in a little bit because I don't want to evaporate.
Hey, what's their burger that has the egg on it?
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, we may not know the name of it, but...
I'm going to look it up at BobHouse.com. It's
tasty.
All right, Jay, I'm giving you this assignment.
No, what's my assignment?
Because on Chrome, Baumhauer's.com, at least in our building, is considered an insecure website, which is ridiculous. The what do they call it? The parameters, whatever it is, yeah. The setting.
Firewall?
Way too tight here, man. This is crazy.
My pen ran out of ink. But then it kicked back in.
Let's see. Going to Baumhauer's.
Sounds like a country song.
I know, right?
All right, let's find...
ink.
But it kicked back in.
We will not move forward until we find the burger.
Poured me a tall tonic, Andrea.
Well, I can make a PDF.
Hey, yesterday's conundrum, we had Unity on, and it was better.
I have them all here.
Okay, well, this one's not so great.
Not so great.
So let's use the ones from yesterday.
What do we have? I'm looking through the burgers here.
Hangover burger?
It is. The hangover burger does have the fried egg.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
The hangover burger. All right, yeah.
Half pound with a fried egg, avocado, American cheese, applewood smoked bacon, and an onion bun. What is an LTOP?
Lettuce, tomato.
Lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, yeah.
They had a hit song in the 60s, isn't it?
By MFSB.
Yeah.
You can have those as
Mother, father, sister, brother.
Upon request, so.
Gotta try it. Gotta try the burgers at Baumhauer's. The meat mix is ground round and chuck. Chuck. Chuck Beef. It's very, very flavorful. And I urge you to try it. And you have to remind me to say hi to Carmi's mom next hour, because she listens between 7 and 7:30.
Oh?
And she's like one of our most ardent listeners.
Really?
And pretty hot, too, now that I think about it. I don't notice those things. Not supposed to, anyway. We're at 6:24. What say we check traffic?
Want to?
Well, I go down and apologize to Roz, and then... hey, today is also Palindrome Week. Did you know that?
I know. Yeah. We started Palindrome Week a couple of days ago.
We have a little tune to celebrate that, and I think here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do.
On account of you want to know why?
Because on account of you want to know why.
This is bad when you're predicting the next hotkey I'm going to hit. Oh, that's the Weird Al song. We don't need the whole damn song. I just need the new one I made today. Palindrome Week. It's kind of a rhythm and blues sort of thing. And then you get your first traffic report of the day. And Rich will be back with the timeline for September 12th. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. It's Palindrome Week. When the date is the same forwards and backwards. It all started on Tuesday, 9-10-19. Backwards, that's 9-10-19. Did I just blow your mind? And it keeps going until 9-19-19. Oops, I said that backwards. I meant 9-19-19. It's like the word race car, but with numbers, baby. Damn, I don't know if I'm coming or going. It's the last one of the century. Next time it comes around, it'll be 2111. By then, we'll all be dead. D-E-D. See, that's a palindrome, baby. So let's make it count. Mr. Owl ate my metal worm.
Ooh, that's a palindrome, too.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Never heard of either.
If your name is Eve or Otto, you are a palindrome. Ooh,
ooh. Palindrome week, baby.
It's so confusing.
Palindrome week, baby.
Why am I singing about palindromes?
Palindrome week, baby. Palindrome week, yeah.
So let's make it count.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch traffic is going to give you a green light for this time of the morning out on the roadways. Everything looks great on the boulevard. We don't have any big problems. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. The traffic on the 31s looks great. It's a good time to be out there. Just be careful and watch out for school buses picking up kids this time of the morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Holy mackerel. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Doctors are reporting serious lung illnesses. More than 450 patients and counting. And a sixth death linked to vaping.
Something clearly has changed the last month to 6 weeks in the products that are being vaped. And that's what the CDC is working to find out.
Vaping is the only common factor in these injuries to date.
Had I waited 36 hours longer, I probably would have died or been put on a ventilator.
E-cigarettes are not safe and can cause irreversible lung damage.
It felt like I was genuinely having a heart attack.
The American Vaping Association says the CDC is creating anti-vaping hysteria.
I would say like my chest felt like it was collapsing and tightening up and I couldn't breathe.
Hope you didn't buy stock in Jewel. At 6:30 with the timeline for September 12th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you, staff announcer. It is the 255th day of the year. There are 110 days remaining. On National Video Games Day, Jay.
Well, hey.
Oh, and I have a montage to celebrate. I forgot.
I think I'll celebrate by doing what I normally do.
Atari's Pong was one of the first with an arcade version back in 1972. It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day. Don't spill that on your video game.
No.
And National Day of Encouragement as well. On this day in 1953, John F. Kennedy marries Jacqueline Bouvier. They were together for 10 years until he was assassinated in 63 on November 22nd. On this date in 1959, the first spacecraft to land on the moon is launched. It was Russian. 53 years ago in 1966, the Monkees TV show premiered on NBC on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Well, by the way, Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash auditioned for the Monkees. He was told by the casting directors they were looking for someone just like him, but with better teeth and hair.
Aww.
So the spot went to Peter Tork. Now our song of the day. And when it comes from that iconic music year we always talk about in 1969. The Chicago White Sox organist, Nancy Faust, began playing this song when the White Sox sluggers, you dude?
Yes.
When they knocked one out of the park, it was later adopted for throwing out the opposing pitcher. The fans would sing, and sports ritual was born. Band from New York City called themselves Steam. Nah, nah, hey, hey, kiss him goodbye. Blowing off a little steam on the timeline this morning. Organists really have to be inventive on the walk-up songs, right?
Yes, because today every player has their own walk-up song. It's become a thing, but Nancy Faust was considered the best of all the ballpark organists, and I used to, she had her organ set up right next to the concourse, so you could stand behind her and watch.
Oh, you're kidding. That's
and
cool.
Over the years, I got to talk to her and know her, and she was so good, and when the Marlins first debuted in 1993, they flew her in to expose the new baseball fans in Florida to what baseball organ music would be like. She was an awesome person.
Yeah, I love that.
She retired.
I was so going to say, sad. Is she still alive?
Nancy Faust.
I do know she retired.
F-A-U-S-T.
She was the only ballpark organist to make a six-figure salary, too.
That's really? Is that right?
That is correct.
She is still alive.
Yeah?
She lives in Hawthorne Woods, Illinois.
Mm. Illinois.
Like anybody else that has a brain, they live way away from the city.
She was born in Chicago, though.
So was I.
72 years old.
Oh, okay.
70, and she was cute. I'll bet she still is.
Is there a picture?
There is.
I better stop talking about cute women.
Yeah, you're not doing real well. I mean, we're only 34 minutes into the show.
You are close to puberty now.
She had good hair.
Yes. Often in a pixie cut.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Look at her.
She's a...
Look at her. How about that?
Good organist.
On the state in...
No, she, you know, she could handle an organ like nobody else.
Jeez.
We're good at... Wurlitzer!
Back to our final timeline this morning.
Tickled the ivories, didn't you?
Oh, gosh. How do I go to a hurricane that's slamming into Jamaica now? 1988 on the state. Hurricane almighty. Gilbert slams into Jamaica, killing hundreds of people on this day in 88. Storm went on to cause death and destruction in Mexico and spur a batch of tornadoes in Texas. 29 years ago in 1990, Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks both announced that they would no longer perform with Fleetwood Mac. A little over 2 years later, they reunited with the group, and they sang at somebody's inauguration, a president named Clinton. 27 years ago in 1992, Anthony Perkins died of pneumonia at the age of 60. 1993, a new floating bridge opens in Seattle. So now I-90 stretches from coast to coast, literally. 1994, a stolen single-engine Cessna aircraft crashes on the south lawn of the White House. The pilot is killed. I remember that. How they could do that.
Was that deliberate or was that just an accident?
It was a stolen Cessna, so chances are it was intentional. Yeah, how do you do that in this, even in 1994? Mm. Wow. 16 years ago in 2003, Johnny Cash dies at the age of 71. Now we have some on this date in 2012, Apple unveils iPhone 5. Now what are we up to?
11?
11. 11's going to be the new one. Birthdays, Andrew Luck. Is out of luck at age 30. Ruben Studdard is 41. Louis C.K. is 52. He admitted to all that sexual stuff. He said it's true. Ben Folds is 53. Great, great
Fantastic.
Musician. I love Ben Folds.
Great live show, too.
53 years old today. Nina Blackwood, one of the original MTV VJs, and she's from Cleveland, Ohio. She's 64 today. Also 64, Peter Scolari from the Newhart Show. And Neil Peart is 67. He's the drummer and lyricist for Rush. Joe Pantolano. I can't say his
Joe
name.
Joe P.
Yeah, Pantolano is 68. He's from Risky Business and The Sopranos and The Goonies and a bunch of movies.
Joey Pants, they call him.
The Matrix. Linda Gray is Sue Ellen on Dallas. She's 79 today.
Who's Ellen?
And Barry White, who just can't get enough of you, babe. Yeah, would have had a birthday today. He died in 2003. Our first day of fall is 10 days away, 49 days till Halloween, time change 3 days later, Thanksgiving 77 days away, and Christmas just 104 days away. That's it, the timeline.
With your host, Barry White.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Very hot again today with a high temperature in the upper 90s and the heat index above 100. Rain chances 20% or less. What did they call us at first?
Blue water.
A low tonight, 72.
They called us Blue Auburn.
Blue, as I thought. Sounded like that. We're listening to voices in our head that you can't hear.
Yeah, we all have voices in our head. That's what makes our show funny.
Upper 90s tomorrow, mid to upper 90s Saturday. Maybe an isolated storm somewhere Saturday. Increasing rain chances, we hope, on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. But now big question marks on where Invest 95L is actually headed. keep your fingers crossed. Not only that, say a prayer, too. Boy, do we need mm-hmm. rain right now this morning. Clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 70 at 639. And I want to talk to you about MPB. They're not open yet, but they will be open in a little while. Montgomery Paint and Body. Having an accident, obviously, is not fun. You got to think of all the things, you got to report it to the police. You have to call the insurance company. But at least you know where you can take your car, and it's going to be handled meticulously. And I do mean that. Not just the damage you see, it's the damage that you don't see behind that panel, under the chassis, behind that bumper. And that's what Donnie Turner and son Brandon Turner and everybody at Montgomery Paint and Body is dedicated to, thoroughness. The insurance company love it. When I tell my insurance guy that I'm going to take my car to Montgomery Paint and Body, he says, absolutely. Of course, he says it more enthusiastically. 27REC with a W is the phone number. 27REC with a W. Go by and visit them. They're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body is the company for over 35 years that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
It's showtime
at 640.
In your morning, energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you've ever had trouble getting a new habit to stick, there might be a new trick to help.
A YouTube video about something called the two-day rule is now going viral because it can help make new habits stick. And it's really simple. If you can fit it into your schedule however you want, you just can't skip 2 days in a row.
I wonder what happens if you do skip 2 days and you're like, let's bring in 3 minute lady up right
now. Stick to the habit.
Hey, guys, can you start over? Good morning, guys.
It says you can have an occasional cheat day, but I like this. Okay.
I always heard it was 7 days.
What?
You do something continually for 7 days and it becomes a habit that sticks.
Let me explain the psychology behind this.
Thank you. Thank you.
When you've invested a couple of days in the effort mm-hmm. to change a habit for the better, and you still have temptations to back off or skip it,
yeah.
You remember you have that time invested, so it just continues to build momentum towards due diligence.
But just 2 days?
Well,
yeah. When you make a conscious effort throughout the day to make changes.
Right.
For me, it was drinking water. I was told by my doctor I have to start hydrating.
Yeah.
And I like stuff with flavor in it, but I have been drinking half a gallon of water now for 3 months.
Yeah.
But the first couple of days, I was really diligent about it. And then when I didn't do it, I'd start to feel guilty, so I did it. And here I am, waterlogged after 3 months.
Well, for me, it's like I've got to force myself to do the gym. And I didn't go to the gym yesterday, so I have to, got to force myself to do it today.
And you will, yes. Because you don't want to live with that thing hanging over your head, that sort of
the
Damocles
guilt,
sort of thing.
The guilt kind of thing.
Well, it goes away after a while.
Oh, I'm glad to let you know that Jay Scott is here to cleanse you of your guilt and sins, folks.
It just becomes
Well, having normal. Time invested in it is, I'm over a year having quit smoking.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever want to have to go back to day one of no cigarettes.
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh, yeah.
Awful.
See,
you should really stop that vaping, though.
I don't vape. I quit smoking cold turkey. I just stopped. So.
Well, smoked turkey's good, though.
Mr. Dry Sense of Humor over there. Actually, I don't understand this whole vaping thing. I've been using these to get through.
Oh, there's your vape?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that considered a vape?
I don't. Can you do that on...
That's an e-cigarette.
Can you do that on the air?
Can you do that on TV?
Well, I guess we're going to find out if that string goes black.
There's our newest spine.
I love it.
Instead of a swear jar, they have a Greg jar.
I don't think you can do it on the radio.
Every time Greg does something, they just throw money into it in case they get fined.
Can you smell this? Does this bother anybody?
I don't know. I'm a little stuffed up this morning.
No, smell it.
That's a good question to ask.
I know you can't smell it over there.
You can't look at anybody in the eye.
And then there's some habits that require extended visits to a rehab that you can get rid of. And I've done that, too.
Okay.
Sometimes you need a little more than 2 days to change something.
That's habit-inducing.
Yeah.
Well.
Dodging a bus?
Yeah.
Dodging a bus.
Right, there you go, Ryan.
After I did that for 2 straight days, I knew I could.
You can dodge a bus. You can dodge a ball.
as soon as I'm out of the hospital, I change that habit of putting myself in front of vehicles. Yeah, and I've also been doing...
I feel like this miss...
Go ahead.
I feel like this misses the point of, like, having a support system to stick to a habit.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the days count, but also having some people who are going to hold you accountable.
Well, like workout buddies.
Right.
You know, yes. To hold each other accountable for working out and stuff.
That's a good point. Yep.
Well, you see,
Yes, because really you just don't want to let the other person down.
Yeah. You don't want to be the one that fails.
I'm gonna try the workout thing soon. I just want to lose a little more weight because I don't want to have a heart attack because death is a habit you can't break after 2 days. So
okay,
that's a pretty good reason.
Well, who said that first?
Oh, my lands.
All right, it's a hard habit to break.
Yeah, Chicago.
talking to you guys is habit for me, actually. We look forward to this every day.
Why would we want to break this habit?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
By chance, are we going to see you all at Zubilation this evening?
I won't be able to.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah.
It's free.
He's one of the performers.
Yeah. All right. Past my bedtime.
Oh, wow.
Then I might see you there.
Right, we'll be looking for
the animals will be happy to see you, Ryan.
I was promised I could ride a giraffe.
Again?
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 Bye, guys. Have a great Thursday.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks. So did I really get into trouble?
They are a hoot.
I don't know if you are you allowed to smoke on
this is
TV?
Not smoke. There's
yeah, but
with
the big controversy over vaping right now and the CDC freaking out, it's the illusion.
Aren't they
of
a little
smoking?
Bit late to this party? I think they're talking about stuff like Juul cigarettes.
No, I think this really all boils down to there's some bad stuff out on the market. Because it's just something that's happened in, the last 6 to 8 months?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of businesses getting on it.
There's some, cheap product out there or something that people are using, and it's causing them to be ill.
Don't vape the brown...
the brown liquid.
Yeah, liquid.
I don't know.
When vaping first came out, they had those heavy... I think they even had a battery in them. And you put the liquid in, and it was too much work. To be convenient. These are ready-made, and they last for about 400 draws, and they kind of help you get through it. Part of it, with smoking, it's not just it's like after a meal, your lungs are saying, send in the smoke. It's time to send in the smoke. And with these, the other part of it is you got to have something between your fingers, and all of that's part of breaking the smoking. I quit once for 5 months. But the reason I went back to it is something I can't discuss on the air. So, but if you want to know the story, send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, and I will mail it to you.
Merkle Press.
646 Gulf States Mobility is an incredible company, Wetumpka, that they're in the business of restoring choices to lives that have gotten a really bad break. Many of our wounded heroes returning from action are clients of Gulf States Mobility, getting them through the rehabilitation process, making sure the home they return to is safely accessible, and then how much can we add back to a life that's been affected by a loss of mobility? In many cases, it's a temporary or short-term thing. Sometimes it's longer-term, and sometimes it's permanent, but whatever. Nobody has more experience in the Southeast than Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, first thing they told me wasn't about the services they do or the VIM vehicles they provide for people who can now drive with voice command technology capability. It's their clients have no self-pity. They just want to get about living their life with as many choices as possible, and that's their goal with each and every client. Their workshop, their House of Miracles, is at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590, and we always ask, in appreciation of your own mobility, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. At 648, keep it trashy coming up.
As we make our way through the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see a couple of accidents already this morning. We have one on Bell Street in the 1600 block. That's just west of the main Maxwell Air Force Base gate in front of McGriff Auto. We also have a problem on Mount Meigs. We have an accident. A car has hit a utility pole right at Boyce Street, so look out if you're in that area. Otherwise, our traffic's moving along pretty well. There's not any big delays on the boulevard. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't have any delays on the 31s. We do have school buses out picking up kids, so keep an eye out for them. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar. The partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is all fun and games.
Let the games of chance begin.
Are you kids with your video games?
Let's play the game.
Let's play.
Welcome to the game.
Games without frontiers.
Let the games begin.
Video Game Day.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
When you start back with the FM, WACB, from the world of sports comes the story of a high school swimmer who was disqualified from winning an event because she had a wedgie in her swimsuit. Brian Hyland tells the rest of the story.
She was a champ as a high school swimmer. She was the best at every swim meet. She would have been declared as the winner, but then everyone saw her body.
2, 3, 4, not number one anymore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, kinda edgy, school-issued swimsuit wedgie. So she's disqualified from the race. And you could see both of her butt cheeks, but the judge was kind of a creep. So he stripped her from getting first place.
Doesn't seem right. How can you help a wedgie? I mean, you've been in the pool, you've been in
I mean, this is
water.
Something that seems like it happens to gymnasts.
Yeah.
And swimmers. You're tumbling about. You're bound to get one.
Well, apparently, crack doesn't go over with the swimming officials.
Well.
That's true. I guess if you do get a wedgie in your swimsuit, it actually looks more like a... Well, your butt's showing.
Yeah, but that happens to gymnasts all the time. You ever see them when they're tumbling about on that big blue mat?
Well, as a famous man once said,
crack don't smoke itself.
It does on Uranus.
You said Uranus.
Oh.
Let's go to the PWMBTs, people with nothing better to do. Alicia Silverstone.
What awards are those?
Must not be making many movies these days because...
Who?
She went to Starbucks yesterday and brought her reusable cup so she could be green, but the barista made her drink in a disposable cup, then poured it into hers and tossed the other one. So now she's Alicia Silverstone, so why not demand that Starbucks completely change their business operation? Felicity Huffman, back to the college admissions scandal, says it's no big deal. They're pointing to a probation department report that suggests no jail time because there was no victim. Nobody suffered any loss due to her actions. Is that true?
What about a more qualified applicant that didn't get in?
I think that qualifies. Her team argues that the prosecution is drawing unfair comparisons between Felicity and other defendants in the case. Mm-hmm. She only pled guilty to conspiracy charges for paying $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT score rigged.
Oh, that's all. Yeah.
You actually think we could see Adam Sandler picking up a Best Oscar award next year for Best Actor? Best Oscar? Best
Pick one.
Oscar actor.
He's got a new movie.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
He plays a jeweler and a gambling addict who owes a lot of money he doesn't have to pay to some angry people. And critics are calling it his best work ever, or at least since Punch Drunk Love. And the Daily Beast suggests the possibility of an Oscar nod based on the buzz.
Wow.
Emily, do not expect another It movie.
I didn't.
The director, Andy Muschietti, says he is not interested in doing a third one.
What would be a third one?
This is the conclusion of the story between Losers versus Pennywise. This is the end. At the end, there is a conclusion. There is a resolution.
Yeah, if they start sullying it by making It 3 and It 4 and things like that.
It harder.
that would... I really hope they don't do that. I hope they're not that greedy.
As someone newly addicted to The Office, I'm going to check this out. Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey are launching a weekly podcast called Office Ladies, where they break down episodes of the show with behind-the-scenes info and answer listeners' questions, and it premieres October 16th. I've got to email this to Goose. She says, besides talking about The Office, you can also hear us chat a little bit our lives. Our Target runs together, meaning Target, the store, and our friendship through the years. That show has so many great characters. so many great characters, and they managed to use them all
right
in an episode. It's amazing. Next Avengers project will have characters we've never seen before, Jay.
Of course.
On the Thursday Night Football tonight, you got the Carolina Panthers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the cop from The Village People took down a YMCA parody video by Missouri farmers.
A what video? I'm sorry. Say that again. What video?
A group of Missouri farmers made a YMCA spoof video to urge Congress to pass the USMCA, also known as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. Uh-huh. It was corny, but it made the point. The White House liked it enough to tweet it. Village People cop Victor Willis put the cuffs on it. He had it taken down because of the copyright violation.
Well, that's just rude. You should be happy people will remember you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess every ballpark in America must pay a fee because that song is played right. almost every ball game. Yeah.
That song, that is the number one song that gets stuck in my head without any prompting. Like, it's a default setting for my brain. Oh, I'll walk through the hall and inside my head I'll hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Please don't do that because it's going to happen to me. So
I mean, Rich, this is something I live with.
I don't want to hear it all day.
I live with every day. Yeah. It's just a random default thing. Like, my dad has this little hummy thing that he does. He'll just, you know, be walking to you, you know, or whatever. But inside my head, it's the dang old Village People and the YMCA with those horns.
I can hear, what?
See clearly now?